Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and has Cobb trapped. He races towards second and tags Cobb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Clancy, who tags Galloway trying to return to first, for the out. Wheat moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Krause reaches second base with a double. Clancy moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Krause scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Barrett scores. Falk moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Ward reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Clancy moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jing Johnson now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jing Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clancy strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and has Cobb trapped. There's the throw to Ward and over to Com, who tags Cobb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wheat for the out. Cochran moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole pinch hits for Jing Johnson. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Powers now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Clancy moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. French reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cochran for the double play. Cobb scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires to first and picks off Hunfield. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Ike Powers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.